Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Thanks for joining me this morning. I am here in the studio with Rachel Roy. She's our Executive Director of Chamber of Commerce, but she's here wearing one of her many hats, this time to talk about the 11th annual Heritage and Cultural Tourism Conference that is going to be back in Sitka next month, mid-month, March 17th through the 19th. Rachel, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to share all of this information with Sitka. So.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So yeah, the Cultural Heritage and Cultural Tourism Conference got started back in Sitka, happened here for a number of years. It branched out to Fairbanks last year to try to get a wider audience, but you're bringing it back into Sitka. So for folks who are not, maybe aren't aware of what the Heritage and Cultural Tourism Conference is, in broad strokes, what is this conference focusing on? Who are you encouraging to come and who could benefit from it?
Sure. So the conference itself was really created to try to bring cultural tourism concepts and connection. And what we've been doing of late, when we re-energized the conference about 5 years ago, we brought it back together in a way that is so timely and so, you know, our community wants to feel like it's being shared in an authentic way. Our visitors want it, and our business owners and our partners are all looking for how do we work together to do this in a really, really healthy way. And so what I think people can benefit from coming, and one of the messages I wanted to share today too, is that if you are a business owner, there are going to be all sorts of business training, which I think is tough. We don't get a lot of that kind of training in Sitka. So that's one of the chamber's goals, is to like get more opportunities. And so I want to just share that if you're looking at your budgeting or using technology to enhance your business, like this is a way that you can come in and get training right here in Sitka. Experts are coming from all over the country.
Awesome. So this isn't necessarily just for tribal members or folks who are running businesses that focus on specifically cultural tourism.
Yes,
obviously,
correct.
Those can benefit
Absolutely.
From it. But
yes.
This is anyone who wants to be in maybe has a unique story or just wants to be authentic in and of themselves
and
run an effective business. Like you're saying, we have a lot of creative and really go-get 'em people in Sitka, but we don't have a lot of business training. So this can help with that.
Yeah. So the very cool thing that happened last year, it was a sense of place was our theme. And we were looking at, you know, there are so many ways that you can put heritage and culture into your store by buying local, by working with someone that's local, by selling local artwork, by, you know, telling the story, by putting language around the room. I mean, there's so many ways that you can incorporate the things we'll be talking about. And the really cool thing that happens is that you will find partners. You will find someone you can call when you want to do this, and you can make connections so that you can actually kind of up-level what you're doing and just enhance it. You know, every time I'm in a community and I see like, oh, this farmer, or I love it when I know the boat that that fished for my fish, that's all heritage and cultural tourism. Like that's using the things of our land, of our people. It's being, it's also recognizing them when you're doing it. And this year's theme is catalysts of authenticity and innovation. So we're really going to be diving into how do you be authentic in this? How do you do this? What are the intellectual property rights of items and stories? And that's a session. So getting into that, but then doing it in an innovative way. And so every speaker is tasked with talking about that. How do you be authentic and innovative? How do you take what you're doing and be true to it, but do it with some technology or do it with the help of a new way of thinking?
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you said you're going to be having speakers coming in, not only from within the region and within the state, but also some national speakers coming in.
Yes.
So what are some of the topics or, I guess, pieces of information, little gems of knowledge that they're going to be
so
bringing to us?
So one of the treats that we'll have is our MC, and is Malia Saunders, and she is from the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association, and she's just incredible. She's going to be, I love that she'll be speaking all 3 days because she's our MC, but she will have a keynote as well. But just her, and then looking at what's happening around the country. So the American Indigenous Tourism Association, Sherry Rupert will be here, and then Jillian Simpson, the Alaska Travel Industry Association director or CEO, she'll be here as well. But we'll be looking at what global shifts are happening in cultural heritage and tourism, and what is it shaping visitor expectations, because that is a you know, what are people expecting to see when they step into our community, or when they get off that flight? What are they looking for when they're laying their head down on their Airbnb pillow or their hotel, right? So it is really very, very applicable for anyone that's engaging in tourism. But then also we have, you know, business topics that come kind of in the fold as well.
So everything, as we were talking about before we came on air, things from just, like you said, intellectual property rights to your marketing, to getting technology to work for you. Like we were saying, of like, maybe you've been at your business for years. Like maybe there's some, you know, data entry thing that you just know it takes you 3 hours every week. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe there is a better way to do it. And this is a way to learn how to do it. So you don't have to take some side quest adventure and learn it yourself over 10 hours. Maybe you can come here and be in the place. Also, you were saying of, this is a great collection of like-minded people also here to learn and brainstorm new ideas, and a great place to be in that creative atmosphere and make new connections with people. Mm-hmm. There's probably ways to meet up with other people who can be mutually support beneficial relationships that you might not have benefited or might not have met before.
Absolutely. I think the network and like those contacts are one of those things that carry you when you're actually trying to do the new thing, or when you run up to a challenge and you say, I've tried this, it didn't work, or how do I, you know, go in at a different angle to try to make this happen. We've also folded in wellness activities, which I didn't mention earlier. And then we also have we're going to get to see the herring ropes, which is special, and a presentation from the herring protectors over at the Nakahiti. And it's actually, there's some public and some like evening things. So like we have a wildlife cruise you can book into. We have the cultural exchange evening at 4:15. You can join us and be at the Nakahiti and see that presentation. So it's open to the community members at 5:30, excuse me, at 5:30 on Tuesday the 17th. That is a really cool opportunity as well. We're also offering customer service training and cultural host. So Alaska Host is a customer service training program that I went and got trained on how to be a facilitator of that. And it's a certification, so it can like go into your, onto your resume.
Yeah, I've taken the Alaska Host training myself. Oh,
good job. Now you might need a refresher, Aaron, but just saying in general.
It never hurts to have refreshers on that too, because there's little things that you're like, just a reminder of yourself. Like you're saying, it's not only how to interact with guests, with tourists, but it's also a reminder of how to interact with your team. Good stuff.
So I love it. I have a goal to train a whole bunch of Sitkins. So if you're interested in listening, definitely reach out to me about that. We'll have that happening. But then we're bringing a trainer in, and Jamie Bricker from Skagway. She's just incredible. And she is doing cultural host. And cultural host, it's a 4-hour training as well. But it introduces you to the differences that are in the state of Alaska and the Alaska Natives, and it also tells a very personal story about her and the trainer, what has occurred to her family and how it directly has impacted, like, her journey. And so I think it is really, really incredible, and I'm so excited that we have her coming. She's also doing a train the trainer the following day. If someone was interested in being a trainer, I know we'll get some more trainers in Sitka, which I'm excited about because that's such a special training. The state of Alaska and ATIA really lifted that up a couple years ago, and so we've been on a mission to get more trainers. We trained 8 at the last conference. So
excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just to facilitate and uplift more people, mm-hmm. the more the merrier.
Right.
So before we run out of time here, we know that the tourism conference is happening March 17th through the 19th. So for registration for this, you said there's a couple different options. You can register for the whole kit and caboodle, but there's also possibilities for just single days within the conference or some of these individual training sessions.
Yes. So those two trainings I gave you are just $50. And like I said, it's 4 hours, but you could send your team and get that training or send them to get that customer service training during this time. And they would benefit from interacting with everyone that's there as well. The full conference, you know, we keep it really reasonable, but there's the single day, so one day, there's a student rate. You can also come to the cruise. And so going on to the Sitka Tribe of Alaska website, if you go up to our enterprises, you'll see Heritage and Cultural Tourism Conference there. If you click to register, you'll see all of those rates and options. But if you're looking for the schedule, pop over to the Heritage and Cultural Tourism Conference Facebook page, which has lots of information about the speakers who are coming and just, you know, the rundown for the different days. Reaching out to Sandy at the Sitka Tribe if you have any questions. She's wonderful, and she's our coordinator for the event.
Excellent. So head over to the Facebook page, Heritage and Cultural Tourism Conference, to get the breakdown of what's happening each day of this conference. So if you can only make one day, that's your place to figure out which day is going to be the most impactful for you. Then head over to sitkatribe.org, click on Enterprises, and you'll get over to the registration page to sign up for those activities.
And I want to just invite real quick anyone in our listening audiences from one of our neighbor communities. There are travel discounts and hotel room rates and other incentives to get you over here. So definitely check those out.
Excellent. Well, Rachel Roy, thank you for coming in this morning, talking about the 11th Annual Heritage and Cultural Tourism Conference for Authenticity and Innovation happening March 17th through 19th here in Sitka. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.